Our final speaker in this morning now afternoon session here in Los Angeles is Miguel Maldonado. Come from Miguel Maldonado, the chair of the local advisory board at WBAI, who was arrested and charged with trespassing when he tried to have a local advisory board meeting in WBAI.
And Spanish who are in KPFK, and those Mexican working in different restaurants, and all of those brothers and sisters who we consider very important, and we would like to call on them to come and become members of KPFA, because an election are coming and you cannot be excluded. Just to say that estoy contentísimo de estar aquí en Los Ángeles, y todos los hermanos y hermanas latinas, pues un saludo desde un dominicanito, que lo espera y que apoyen a KPFA y que hagan esta su emisora y que se conviertan en miembro. Así for those one who doesn't understand, he support the restaurant Mexicans and so on.
And as he said, from a Dominican, from New York.
Nobody got hurt. I would like just to thank you to all of the brothers and all those people who welcome us. And my name is Miguel Maldonado. I am the chairperson of the local advisory board. And here is my report. Also, before I start that, I would like to thank the brothers to tell you that we the LA passed two resolutions, and one of them was to support and to call the attention on the Pacifica National Board. And to remind the Pacifica National Board that before any Pacifica station were broadcasting the board meetings and so on, the WBIX were broadcasting those meetings. And just to remind them that the WBIX is here today to get that back and support them.
WBIX is a web broadcast which still continues to broadcast. It was started by those who originally fired and banned from WBAI.
The Pacifica National Board for passing resolution on January 12, 2002, and the meeting that took place in New York City, a resolution that mandate the return of shows and producers who were banned and fired during the 13 months of the struggle to put WBAI back in the hands of the community where it belongs. This report is totally different from the one we present on January 12th. I have to apologize because my ESR classes that I took were not that great, so you will find out some mistake. I apologize in advance. This report will be a little bit different from the one on January 12th, 2002, which was a report about the terrible condition of a radio station on the CH. This time is my pleasure to tell you what the local advisory board is working on in our effort to rebuild WBAI. A big thank you to General Manager Valerie Van Isler, who is giving us all the support we need to create a better relationship between the staff, pay and unpay, of the station of the, and the local advisory board. This new relationship is based on cooperation as well as an understanding of the problems and challenges we face and how we can be ready to confront them. On January 14, when for the first time in nearly 13 months we were allowed to go into WBAI, we started having meetings on a personal level with various staff people as well as the general manager. We opened the door not only to the lab, but to all of the listeners to come and visit our radio station. Between January 14 and the beginning of February, the local advisory board has held two meetings that were open to the listeners to come to discuss issues that are related to WBAI and Pacifica Radio. We are engaged in the process of gaining the full participation of the lab and the listeners on every level of the working of the radio station. At this point, we have created four different committees that are working full speed. And let me talk to you a little bit about how that committee are working and what they are doing. We just create the first committee. The first committee is a committee to do fundraising to come out with a folio for the station. We haven't done that in about five, I don't know how many years. in which we will announce and spread our news, spread out news about the different shows. The folio has not been produced in at least 4 years, as far as I can remember. And the lab is taking the responsibility to come out with a folio that will see the light of the day very soon. A committee of listeners will assist the lab in that task, and that committee is going to be headed by Rashida Abubakar, which is right there, so people can talk to her. And she would like to, she worked really hard, and she worked people who can work harder than her, which is going to be difficult to find. The WBAI committee created by the Pacifica National Board in January 12, has 5 members of the lab working on it. We are working on that committee to have a smooth transition, as well as to support the process of healing, at the station. We will have a full report by Anthony McCall, who went ahead of me. We also are working on an explanatory committee, which consists of the lab person, national board members, and listeners, and which focuses on the idea of exchanging idea on the democratic process at the station. This committee is also dedicated to looking into the creation of a new set of bylaws for the station. One of that is related to the mission of Pacifica.
We also 90.7 KPFK is providing live coverage of the Pacifica National Board meeting running through Sunday at Virgil Middle School Auditorium, 152 North Vermont Middle School in Los Angeles.
The outreach committee, as an extension of the committee, we have created the membership campaign the purpose of the membership campaign is basically to have the lab with a corporation of about 100 listeners. And I would like to point out about what is the membership campaign and how that committee is going to be working. The membership campaign is an approach which I think is the weakest issue in the Pacifica National Board, which is an approach to raise problem in this network. And you don't have to be the green of me in my approach, because I thought, wait a minute, why I have to come to a national board meeting to complain that they're not doing anything to get other ethnic groups to come and be part of the Pacifica? What I decided to do was, myself, with other listeners, to go in the community and start working and explain those people from the Latino community, Arab community, African American community, and other community, that we need them to be members of WBAI, because we need to make changes from the bottom up, not from the top down. This campaign, which is our personally are the coordinator, has different components. Any component that you can think of, that maybe I don't will remember all of them, but it's part of this campaign. We have the student and youth component. We have the labor component. We have the immigrant component. And when it comes to the immigrant, I already have 180 immigrant organizations that will be contact and follow up. We're going to send a letter to them, follow up by a phone call, to tell them and to explain to them what is WBAI is. Our idea is to sell a community radio, and it's the cheapest community radio that anybody ever heard. It costs only $25, and you can be the owner of a community radio. We also have 200 labor unions that we will send a letter with a phone number, a person to be contacted, and the address. Last Thursday, it was a march by the janitors where the campaign was presented to them. And the idea was not only to support them in the struggle, but to tell them that we need them to become members. This membership campaign was presented to 5,000 members who were on the street demanding justice for the work that they are doing. It will be followed up by a meeting with the 32BJ to asking them to pay the membership for those members, at least for for at least 2,000 of those janitors to become members of WBAI. This is the approach that I decide to take to make some changes and to start making beautiful speeches and not going back in the community, talking to the community people, talking to the community organization, churches, union, any organization that you can approach and tell them, brothers and sisters, we need your help and make those changes that need to be made. When it comes to the political situation and the people that I'm working for, I have a phone call from Nidia Velasquez, offered her office to help me in any way she can with this campaign and to work with us in that. I also talked to Mayor Owen, who said, give me a call and all yours to help you with that. And that's the kind of approach that I'm taking to deal with the problem of race in Pacifican Foundation. And I like, and to finish with that, I'm willing to talk about what the campaign is, how can be implemented, how the approach that we're taking. The people who are presenting this campaign are listeners. We start with 100 listeners, where about 5 or 10 of them are a speaker. We need to train those people, because when you're going to sell a product, which is in this case a community radio, you need to know very well WBAI to sell it to people. And if you take a look, and this idea come to me from other radio station and TV who has a campaign in the Latino community, they are in English, and they go to the Latino community in Spanish. And I said, wait a minute, if those people are doing that, how come we cannot start that in any language that people can speak of? And we take this approach, which is to me the best way to make changes on Pacifica and to share Pacifica without making those beautiful speeches right here and not taking this message to the community. So we would like that anybody who's here to talk in more detail about this campaign, we'll be happy to do that. And I just want to thank all of you for being patient. And como dicen en español, nos veremos and keep the good word. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miguel Maldonado, chair of the WBAI Local Advisory Board in New York.
There are only 4 people from the New York area who are here today who have signed up. I hope each of them will literally take a minute. All right, let me put it this way. You're only going to have a minute, because then we can wrap up this morning session just 1 hour later than we were supposed to. So I really, really, really have to call on you to help us out. Again, there are other opportunities when we get to other agenda items for people to be heard. So, again, Carolyn Burden, Errol Maitland, Mimi Rosenberg, and Bob Lederer are the 4 people who have a moment here. Carolyn?
I'm Carolyn Burden from the WBAI Elections Committee and also the Coalition for Democratic Pacifica in New York. And I knew I was short. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to speak especially about the proposal that several of us listeners and the coordinating committee have brought to the to the board, asking for help with the elections. One of the things that we would like is a replication, essentially, of what happened to KPFA, and that is a coordinator to help run the elections, to help us do all that. I hope the board will consider seriously that KPA may have had 2 elections, but we're all just beginning. So if any help that you can give us with a coordinator, beginning now. If you wait until the bylaws are done, it will be too late. We need help from here on in with some help. And I hope you will consider that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Again, a model of brevity, which I know Errol will follow.
You're right. I usually don't take instructions too well, but I'm happy to stand here in Los Angeles, all you good people, and I'm also very happy to stand here at a Pacifica board meeting where I didn't come prepared to fight. And I'm also here, to my own dismay, to stand before you to say something good about Valerie Van Isler in her presence. So it is an historic occasion for me. And, you know, I feel that it needs to be said, and I had planned to say this before the resignation of Valerie as general manager of WBAI became public, because it is crucial to know when you hear the depth to which the Pacifica stations across the nation was plunged into, how far from the mission they had strayed under the leadership of David Zelnicker, Pat Scott, the petty dictator, Lynn Chadwick, the vassal, Bessie Wash, who was totally and completely incompetent, and the stealing of this network. We didn't know it in New York, because what we were doing was not dealing with censorship on the air, but we were fighting to improve Democracy Now! Wake Up Call and some of the other radical programming that we were doing, because we felt that if Valerie Van Isler would step out the way, then we could really put up a fight against the government and against Pacifica. But in fact, I always believed that we could trust Valerie Van Isler to protect us behind closed door, and she caught hell for that. And I just want to say thank you, Valerie, thank you, Samori, thank you, Bernard, and thanks to the rest of the staff at WBAI who valiantly fought over the last 8 years to reclaim Pacifica. And I don't know if we have won yet, because we intend to continue to fight until this network is totally and completely restored, and until between Washington, D.C. and New York City, you can listen to Pacifica all the way. Thank you.
Harold Maitland is one of the founders of WBIX, the webcast in exile.
Comrades and sisters and brothers.
This is Mimi Rosenberg.
Being able to say that, it wasn't something one could say for the last years. New York is once again in the throes of injustice and racial turmoil, and that is a result of the just us, unjust system that has released the police officers who were properly indicted and found guilty for the torture of immigrant Haitian brother Abner Louima. And I particularly need to mention that against the highlight of the previous administration, in particular one of the critiques that should have been leveled even more forcefully against Mark Shubb, who criticized Amy Goodman when, in the morning hours, she raised the issues with brutal and stark reality of the torture that Abner Louima was subjected to, and that was deemed not palatable at that hour in the morning. Now, the reason I raise this, on our way out here from New York, the random security check at the airport immediately singled out one of our delegation, random, an African woman who is a Muslim. This is the reality of our society. It is not just outside, but is endemic. And I say this not to browbeat anybody or to imply guilt for any of us, but because it's imperative that those of us who are Caucasian as well speak as eloquently and as importantly to the subject of racism as our Black and Latino sisters and brothers did today. And we hope our indigenous and our Asian Pacific sisters and brothers, and I certainly must include comrades with disabilities who have serious issues to raise here as well. Within that context, I wanted to just present a call for this board. Now, I know what the constituency of this board is, and I know it's an interim board. Nevertheless, there is no Latino voice on this board. There is no Asia-Pacific board member, and there is no indigenous. It is imperative at this juncture that you think of another system in your interim period to bring people into, whether it's an advisory or a consultatory capacity, to be with you as board members to make the determinations that need to be. It is imperative when you talk about hiring general managers that an affirmative action statement come out this weekend, which others will be willing to help work with you on, if not the full substantive nature of it, at least the principle of it, because it is unconscionable at this point, not because of bad motivations, but perhaps because of inadvertence, to think that there are not qualified, meritorious indications of people involved in social conscious empowerment struggles and media who can serve the function of general memberships. Every job that gets filled from here on in, there must be strong affirmative action. More than that, there must be an evaluation and a registration of the success of the National Board and all of us as to what extent we fill the positions with people of color. The other thing we wanted to recommend, and as I said, so one is the statement, two, that there be people who are placed on the board, regardless of the nature of the legal settlement, there are mechanisms for implementing and bringing on supplementary people to fill the obligation of representation of the communities of color and the oppressed in this country. The third thing is I'd like to call on my comrades here to meet, whether it's tonight or as we break for lunch, to help begin to draft a more progressive statement, or I shouldn't say a more, but a statement to be put out. The other thing that, just a couple of recommendations, and I will conclude with that, is when you talk about a mission commission, the only way you're going to get programming in an audience that is representative of people beyond Eurocentric ideology is by, from the inception of everything you do, every committee must have in its leadership people of color. It's endemic. It's the essence of the character of our struggle and still remains the most reliable groupings for empowerment of the oppressed and social transformation in our society. And with that, really, there are some other kinds of initiatives. Again, folks meet with us. But I do want to thank this board, because the fact that you can hear that and not manipulate that and give it material relevance in order to hurt and disenfranchise revolutionary and radical voices is very important, because it has been manipulated. Right. It's been manipulated in favor of people with really neoliberal politics and not revolutionary politics. So, comrades, thank you. And I would particularly like to thank Sister Valerie Van Isla, who, while there's been controversy over the years, never censored us, never shut our voices up, and has really always stood for the voice of progressive ideology and transformation. Valerie, thank you, and I'm glad you're going to continue to be with. And Brother Bernard White and Errol and my other comrades, it's been an honor, and our solidarity to the fired sisters and brothers, the band, who still need to be brought back to this network to make it holistically a force for revolutionary change to represent those who've been disenfranchised in the world community. Thank you. Okay.
Mimi Rosenberg, longtime host, co-host with Ken Nash of the Labor Program on WBAI in New York, which was one of the many programs banned by the previous administration. This is Bob Lederer, also from WBAI.
I just want to give my deepest thanks to this board for bringing us back to the airwaves of WBAI. And I want to just share with you very briefly what an impact it has, and here I'll speak more as a listener than a producer, on the quality and the political content of programming at the station. In the past 2 months, we have seen the return to the airwaves of vital programming on issues ranging from international affairs to labor, health, education, and most importantly, for in the New York area, issues of criminal justice, prison industrial complex, and including the inauguration of a new weekly program on prison issues. And, of course, the return of the cherished Democracy Now!, the inauguration of Free Speech Radio News have been a tremendous boon to our listeners who are absolutely hungry for this kind of information. So I want to thank not only the board and the local advisory board, but also the listeners in the New York area and across the country, particularly the solidarity from people here in L.A. and elsewhere that really brought about this tremendous victory against very tough odds. Thank you so much for this, and thank you to Bernard White for his visionary leadership in programming that has allowed us now to have such great specials as 6 days of coverage of the World Economic Forum, the one day that just happened yesterday of all women's programming for International Working Women's Day, and indeed this weekend's live coverage of this meeting on the airwaves of WBAI. So thanks to all the management staff, and I invite people from around the country to share ideas with us about how we can move forward together to democratize the decisions around programming and to move forward in a very coherent and positive way to rebuild all the stations as bastions of progressive programming. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bob Lederer from New York.
We've run quite late this morning, but we needed to hear all this information from the managers, from the LAB chairs, and from the listeners and activist community. So we do appreciate everybody's contribution.
90.7 KPFK is providing live coverage of the Pacifica National Board meeting running through Sunday at Virgil Middle School Auditorium, 152 North Vermont Middle School in Los Angeles.
While she's going down those meeting announcements, for those of you who are listening thousands of miles away, they're not especially relevant. But if you are listening in the KPFK listening area, you might want to know that there's a party down with Pacifica tonight, even if you don't come to any of these board meetings, which will go on until at least 6 tonight. But after 6 o'clock tonight, there is a party at Holman United Methodist Church at 3320 West Adams in L.A. Holman United Methodist Church tonight, 3320 West Adams Boulevard, only a $5 donation. There's a video, Crashing the Stock Market, which will be shown, made by Amy Goodman and Jeremy Scahill. And Amy Goodman and Jeremy Scahill will both be here to greet you as a KPFK supporter. Once again, that's tonight from 6 to 10 at Holman United Methodist Church, 3320 West Adams Boulevard in Los Angeles. This is live coverage of the Pacifica Interim National Board Meeting from Los Angeles. I'm Larry Bensky. I'm going to come back after a brief musical break with Bernard White, the program director of WBAI in New York and co-host of the Wake Up Call program there. And we're going to be taking phone-ins from you who are listening out there. You may have questions or comments about what you've heard or what you didn't hear. And then we'll be back this afternoon with more, including a very important financial report. Stay tuned. This is Pacifica Radio, live from Los Angeles.